This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. 13 new graduates will be recognized tomorrow for completing the Women's Professional Leadership Effectiveness Program at the University of Arkansas Global Campus in Rogers. Tomorrow's class brings the total number of rising female leaders to have graduated from the program to 36. That program was launched in the fall of 2016 by Insights Group and the Global Campus. Tyson Foods is posting record per-share earnings for the fiscal year 2017. The fiscal year ended September 30th, and the Springdale-based company announced yesterday revenue of over $38.2 billion, better than the $36.8 billion the previous year. A native of Clarksville and a former professor at the University of Arkansas will be the new provost and vice president for academic affairs at Auburn University. Bill Hargrave will take over the role January 1st. Before he left for Auburn in 2010, he was a professor of information systems in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the U of A. Corrected numbers for the number of people using XNA to fly out every year may have a result desired by many people in the region, the addition of a low-cost carrier to the airport's roster. An airline had failed to accurately report employment numbers for the past 3 years, and Talk Business and Politics reports the number of people flying out of XNA was underrepresented by nearly 60,000 people over that time period. Airport officials say the correct numbers do make the airport a more attractive option for carriers. The American Heart Association is adjusting a few important numbers. The definition of high blood pressure is now 130 over 80, rather than the previous definition that was in place for more than a decade. That was 140 over 90. Arkansas ranks fourth, by the way, in adults over 18 with high blood pressure, and that's using the old standard. Dr. Ashu Danjul, a cardiologist with Northwest Health in Fayetteville, says this new guideline doesn't mean suddenly more Americans will be taking prescription medicine to regulate hypertension.
We already have the similar numbers, okay? So I'll tell you, for example, right now we say 130 over 80 millimeter is the target. But still, the numbers that we start treating blood pressure is going to be 140 over 90. So it's going to be a small increase in the percentage of people who actually be recommended the medications. But you're right in a way that the number of people who will be diagnosed or labeled with having high blood pressure will increase.
But this will serve as a bit of perhaps a stronger alert for them that attention needs to be paid.
That's exactly right. And that's, I think, what the purpose is with this new guideline, making just people more aware that, hey, you have high blood pressure, not bad enough that we start medication, but treat yourself with the same precautions and lifestyle modifications.
Two things that we as human beings can control are diet and frequency of exercise, and that matters, correct?
That matters a lot. Just with lowering salt intake in your diet can lower your temperature by a few points. And also, what people don't know is that when you take medications, they work better if your salt intake is less. Some of the medications are actually dependent on that. If you lower your salt intake and taking the medication, they work better. And once your blood pressure is good control, exercise helps a lot too. Exercise will help in lowering another 5 to 10 points in blood pressure.
Dr. Ashu Danjul is with Northwest Health and spoke to us late yesterday about new guidelines that establish high blood pressure at 130 over 80. This is Ozarks at Large.